traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit EnergyCitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
We need help. We need to change our leadership. Andrew Giuliani, he's young, but he's full of passion. He's full of gusto, and he's here to make a difference. And he wants to be our next governor. Andrew Giuliani, how are you?
Lydia, great to be with you. I got to tell you, it was great to be with the WABC family yesterday for the opening game of the Ferry Hawks. What an amazing, amazing job John has done building what's going to be a great thing in Staten Island.
What a beautiful view. I saw some of the – I was unable to go. I had to stay here in studio in case, you know, we had something wrong with the transmission. But what a beautiful view out there. It's gorgeous.
It is gorgeous. I remember – and I can't remember now if it's 99 or 2000, but the very first game when the Staten Island Yankees moved in there. And obviously it was so sad when the Yankees moved out. But for John, after a year or two absence, to bring the Ferry Hawks, really, really – a great thing for, you know, what I would say is probably my favorite borough of New York City. So, very good. And I'll tell you what, if the other 61 counties were like Richmond County, New York State would be doing pretty well.
Andrew Giuliani, what do you say to people that say, you know what, a Republican will never win in New York?
Oh, look, I would say this. Look at what happened in Virginia. Look at how close New Jersey was. These are obviously two deep blue states. And you had more independents and Democrats that came across party lines because you have the left, which is pushing, you know, ideas of infanticide, pushing ideas of 37 different genders. I think obviously the Republican Party and specifically conservative ideals have become common sense ideals. So in looking at this, I think it's very simple, right? First and foremost, what the next great governor of New York will do is repeal bail reform and start that on day one. I've been very disappointed in Kathy Hochul. And frankly, so far, I've been disappointed in Mayor Adams' lack of action. He's saying a lot of the right things, but unfortunately, he's not getting it done. And when he went up to Albany a couple of months ago, he needed to come back with more than just an empty hand and his tail tucked between his legs. Unfortunately, that's what's happened. A full repeal of bail reform is going to be necessary, and that's something that we're going to do on day one. We sit down with Andrea Stewart-Cousins and Carl Hastie and say very simply, this is my top priority. We have an upcoming budget negotiation, and if there's not a full repeal of bail reform, I am not funding your top priorities.
I couldn't agree more, Andrew Giuliani. And you know, we're in Midtown Manhattan. Our studios are just stunning. This area is very well-to-do and beautiful. A lot of corporate buildings. And even here on just this one block, there's like 3 homeless people just living on the streets. We New Yorkers deserve better. And in the Bronx, it is horrible. Just the dirt, how dirty things are, the graffiti everywhere. I feel like people are losing hope and they don't have pride anymore in what it means to live in the greatest city in the world. And it's because our politicians, they're not doing anything about it. People shouldn't be allowed to slowly decompose on the streets. People shouldn't be allowed to defecate on the streets. And people shouldn't be allowed to do drugs in the streets. How would you, as governor, put an end to all of this?
Well, I think first and foremost, what the governor can do is they have to look what they actually have from the MTA. So the governor has more board appointments than the mayor does for the MTA, which is obviously our subways and the LIRR and the Metro North. That goes back to a Robert Moses power struggle with Fiorello LaGuardia back in the 40s. But not to bore you, I really think the best thing a governor can do for the city is clean up the subways. You can start doing that on day one without even working with the mayor there. And I think what New Yorkers will see, if they have a safe and clean subway ride, or if you're coming in from Long Island, an LIRR ride, or coming in from Westchester or Putnam County, a safe Metro North ride, all of a sudden that's going to put a ton of pressure on the mayor to make sure that people feel as safe above ground as they actually did below ground. So for me, that's an action item on day one, which really actually piggybacks off what we talked about, which is repealing bail reform. I think we go back to so many issues that are so important to New York, right? I'm actually right now down in Florida for the day because I'm heading to Mar-a-Lago for the premiere of 2,000 Mules tonight. I'm actually looking at a guy who will be on WABC in about 15 minutes right now, getting all set up for his show today. But the truth is, when we came down to Florida today and we got off the plane about 2 hours ago, we looked and it was so clean, so safe. I don't know if we're going to feel that way when we get off the plane tomorrow morning back in New York. And that is really unfortunate. It's something that I really think can be changed in about 3 to 6 months. This is something that a guy named Rudy Giuliani did in New York City in 1994, and he focused specifically on quality of life and making sure, from a broken windows perspective, that people felt safe. He would always talk to me like this, and I thought this made a lot of sense. And when I was working for President Trump, I lived right by Union Station, and I could see how dirty and how unsafe it felt around there specifically. And he said, you got to remember, people's first and last impression of New York, of a city, are the transit areas, right? That's where they're going to first see it, and that's where they're last going to see your city. And that's when they're going to determine whether or not they feel like they can bring their family to that city or that state. You want to make sure that's as clean and as user-friendly as possible. That way people will come back in and spend their hard-earned dollars in your city rather than another city.
I couldn't agree more with you, Andrew Giuliani. And I talked about this before. I don't know if you were listening, but Mayor Adams is really – there's a missed opportunity here because I don't know your dad as well as you do, but I do have the pleasure of working with him. And he's such a good person. He's such a great guy. And I really think that even if Mayor Adams called him up and said, hey, man, let's go out and have a drink together. Let's have a lunch. Let's go to Scotto's. He would do it. You know, let me pick your brain. And instead, he goes out with, you know, Governor Cuomo. Why not go have a lunch with Mayor Giuliani and talk to him how to clean up the city? Because if anybody knows how to fix New York City, it's your dad.
You know, it's a great question. And when Mayor Adams at one point, I don't remember if it was during the campaign or his transition period, when he called my father a racist, I actually really just presented the data on this, because I think more than anything, and you'll see this on the campaign trail, and obviously Lydia covering politics, and all of your and Greg's listeners listening to politics, every politician, myself included, has a story and has a narrative. But how do you get through those stories and narratives and figure out what's real or what's not? You break down the numbers and you look at the data. Well, when there were 2,200 murders a year in 1992 in New York, or when there were 289 murders a year about 5 or 6 years ago because of Rudy Giuliani's policies, in both of those instances, about 70% of the crime victims were African-American or Hispanic-American, which means that Rudy Giuliani's policies saved well over 1,000 African-American and Hispanic-American lives a year. There is nobody in the history of New York, back from when Henry Hudson came down that river that's a little bit west of you, Lydia, that had more of a positive effect on Black and Hispanic New Yorkers than Rudy Giuliani.
Absolutely. Rudy Giuliani saved more Black lives than any BLM organizer ever has. Andrew Giuliani, I wish you all the best. Any parting words, and also give out your website?
Well, go to nyforgiuliani.com. That's spelled out N-Y-F-O-R-G-I-U-L-I-A-N-I. .com. And you know what? We are going to save New York. I see it. We just had another poll that came out last week that had us leading the Republican nomination. And more than anything, I really see more independents and Democrats that are coming to our message, because it is a message, and this is another thing of my father's, but it is a message of common sense. And that's really what we need to be preaching.
Well, thank you so much, Andrew Giuliani, and have fun in Florida. Have fun in Mar-a-Lago. Tell Trump I said hello. And that I'm upset about salt. I know somebody said to me, they're like, don't blame Trump for the salt. Yeah, what about the onerous taxes? And I'm like, yeah, but I need to do something about my taxes. My God. But thank you, Andrew Giuliani. I wish you all the best. And I love your dad. And we still got more show to go. We got what? We got to go to break, right? Because that's what the music is playing for. Keep it right here. I'm Lydia Serrano. You can follow me, Lydia News, L-I-D-I-A-N-E-W-S. I'm in for the great Greg Kelly. Keep it right here.
Greg Kelly.